Hello.
Hey, Rowan.
Yes.
Hey, this is Zach. You had filled out on my website about your property on Ketchum Drive.
Repeat.
You filled out a form about your property on Ketchum Drive. You're interested in
Yeah, about
selling
that.
it?
Yeah, well, I filled it out. I gave information to somebody. But like I told the person that called, I get these calls all the time. People asking me the same information about my property, never really hear anything back. And I'm just telling her she got the wrong person if all they're looking for is information, which I'm not going to give out that anymore. I get these calls every week, and nobody calls me back. I'm not out there soliciting for anybody to buy my property. It's no big deal. I'm not pressed for selling it. I'm not being rude to you, but I don't want to just hang up. I just get tired of these kind of calls. That's what all
Sure.
I'm saying.
Hopefully I
Yeah,
can
that's
make a difference because, I've been doing this for 10 years and I've been buying a lot. So, I don't really have any questions. I've seen the property, the outside at least, so
right.
I'm familiar with it. I apologize for, the things that you've dealt with previously, but I am familiar with the house and, I want to be a good steward of your time. So I am interested in it. If you don't want to, kind of go down this road, I completely understand. We can hang up now and
Right.
just,
Right.
say what
That's fine. Whatever you choose to do. I like I said, I'm interested in entertaining an offer, but as I said, I just didn't want to every week getting calls and we get nowhere with it. As if, I'm supposed to call back, which I'm not going to do because I'm just not in that position. I'm good. But so it's
Sure.
whatever you choose to do, I'm good.
Sure. Well, I guess if you're good, I'm good. And the only question I guess I would have is, what's your timeline looking like on selling?
I would say about 2 months because I don't want to not be able to go anywhere. I mean, I'll always have somewhere to go. I didn't put that out right. It was just like I haven't started looking for anything else, because I'm going to need to sell this property in order to move into something else. And the
Right.
only way and only reason I would be selling is just my wife and I here. I would look for a townhouse or a house where everything is on one floor.
Okay.
And so
Okay.
and then
Well,
whatever.
so yeah, you just want that easy accessibility. Okay. So you're going to stay within the area?
Yeah, I definitely want to stay
Okay,
here.
cool.
Not Chesterfield like that.
Sure. Okay. So you need about, you said you need 2 months, but realistically, if we were to make something, of this, I wouldn't necessarily be in a rush or,
Right.
kind of just work as fast or slowly as you need to go.
Right.
I'm sure you're familiar with Belmont Road, but I have properties all around there.
Okay, yeah, my son lives off of Belmont. He lives in oh, that's what's that subject? Gillsgate. He lives in Gillsgate. So he's near me, of course, you know that.
So have you thought about what you were looking for as far as, the property?
You mean how much I would want for it?
Yes, sir.
Not much less than 375. I've been looking at what these houses are selling here in Creekwood. One just sold for 356 about 3 weeks ago, right down the street on the same street. And for square footage, mine was bigger. Mine is a brick versus theirs were not. My lot is bigger. So I'm just using that for an example.
Sure.
of a house that was right up on me. But I'm not going to, and not that you're saying this, so please don't be offended by it, but it's not like I'm going to just take anything, you know, to sell my house. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to.
Right.
I haven't really dealt with anyone that has ever been in that situation.
Yeah, well, sometimes people might need to move. I mean, they may be getting under, you know, water with their mortgage payments and things like that. So I can see that people take something. Sometimes the old expression, sometimes something is better than nothing, you know. So I can see people in different positions having to do it. So I'm only putting out that, you know,
sure.
Thank God, I don't have to.
Right. So you're saying you're at the 375 range, and I just real quick, what about the inside? Do you have hardwood floors, or is it good condition? I mean,
I got in all the rooms now. I had hardwood floor. I'm sitting in the family room talking to you now. I had hardwood floor in there, but it had to be restored. So what I did, I covered that. I got laminate flooring.
Okay. Is that throughout the whole house?
Yes. Throughout the downstairs, first level. Upstairs, I already got the laminate flooring for it. I just have not had it installed. Because up there now, all three bedrooms, which is upstairs, all three of those bedrooms is going to have the matching laminate flooring that I got downstairs.
Mm. Is that something that you are going to do before you sell it? Or, I mean,
I don't have to do it. You know, it's something that I was going to do definitely if I stayed here, which, like I told you, I already got the flooring. So, you know, however, that could be included. I mean, I would need it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kitchen, do you have granite? Is it the cabinet?
I sure do.
Okay.
I got a granite a cabinet, and then I got this island, which is granite, matching, you know, the countertops. I got the wood in my kitchen as far as the cabinets are concerned. I'm not sure, to be frank with you, whether they are oak or pine, but it has like the little wood look in it, you know, the darker brown wood in it. So I'm not sure whether it's oak or whatever, but they're in good condition, you know.
Okay.
In the kitchen, I got, I don't have them in the floor in the kitchen. I got.
And it's a four bedroom house, or right?
No, it's a three bedroom
house. Three bedroom, three full baths?
Two and a half baths.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Sorry, I'm just kind of doing some number, but I'm listening to you.
Right. And all for my family room, I have a sitting area. It's like a sunroom, rather. All from my family. When you first come in my house, you're coming into the foyer. To the right is the former dining room. Then you go from my dining room to the den. All that is to your right. You come back to the main entrance again. If you go left, it's a large family room. And then the family room takes you to the sunroom.
Mm-hmm.
That takes, and then it's like a maze. It's like a big circle. And then downstairs, you would have the half bath. Then that takes you into the full kitchen. Then off from the kitchen is the laundry room.
Sure.
Right, that takes care of you downstairs. Then you go upstairs. At the top of the steps to your left is going to be a full bathroom. Then you got a closet. Then you got the master bedroom on that side. Then you to your right is going to be two more bedrooms.
Sure.
And that takes care of the house. Just put a new roof on maybe 4 months ago, but I got the paperwork and everything for that. About 4 months ago, I got replacement windows.
Let me ask you this.
What's
stopping you from putting this thing on the market traditionally?
Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I'm so glad that you asked that. Because that's what I told the person I even spoke to this morning. I said, if it's something that I really, really had to do or was 100%, say, let's go and do it. My niece is a real estate agent. I could have listed this so long ago. But it was just like, I'm okay. I love Creekwood. I love my house. It's not that. But it's just that if my wife and I did move, which we had talked about it, my whole thing is to get a house, a townhouse, whatever it may be, with everything on one floor, and then the money, the proceeds that I get from selling the house is what I would bank it, you know?
Sure.
So I hope I asked the question. There is not one thing that's stopping us from just simply putting the house on the market. But I didn't know how these things work. Like I said, I get calls all the time. People saying they're interested in your property. You know, I'm just saying.
The reason they're not calling you back is because, you know, you're giving them a price of what it's tailored to the market for. And, you know, that's the honest answer.
Right. Yeah. And so, and that's why I set up with, I probably, I'm going to say robbing or cheating myself, I probably am, because to be frank, I honestly believe I could get very close. I'm not going to say I would get it. I think I would get more than $375 for this. I believe if I was to put this house on the market, I probably would get around $390. One thing I just did Tuesday, I had someone come in and they cleared out my tree. When I say cleared out my in my front yard on my trees, I got about 8 big trees. I got all of the necessary limbs cut back because before Tuesday, you would see the greater portion of my house, but you didn't see all of the house because of the branches from the trees. You know what I'm saying? But I've gotten all of that cleared up now. So when looking at my property, all the trees, you won't see any branches coming from my tree under 75 feet up in the air. So it has opened it up. I have a very nice front yard. My backyard is large. So, you know, and y'all probably will be the last, to be honest, that I would go through this with, because, like I said, it is what it is. If we really decide, let's go put this house on the market, we can do it. We just even never got to the point. I just kept on dealing with these phone calls that I get. When I say every week, I even gotten some things in, you know, in writing, because we have other property in Powhatan County. Got this company, let's say John Doe Company. They buying land in the counties. They want to offer me this and that. But a lot of times it's just too low. It's like, you wasted your time writing me with this foolishness. I'm not talking about the property I'm living in now. I'm talking about in Powhatan County. So stuff like that, I get this all the time. So it's where we are. But honestly, it's a good place to be, a real good place to be, because I'm not pushed. I'm not under pressure, any of that. I can make a sound decision, you know. So
sure,
that's where I am.
Did you? Okay, sure. Well, I mean, hey, you know what you're doing, you know.
Right.
And I guess the question would be is, I am interested in other properties. I'm interested in helping you get, you know, the most out of this property.
Right.
You know, are you open to, you know, talking about the other ones or, you know?
No.
Okay. All right. That makes it easy.
Because one day I'm actually might move back to, I may move back to King County. See, that's where I'm from. So, usually, I might move back there. So, I don't want to sell that or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And buying property in Pawtucket County is very hot now, very expensive now. And, you know, I got 13 and a half acres there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I, you know, one day I just may move back there. And so, I you know, I'm that's sort of like out of it.
I'm definitely interested in this house. And, you know, you don't have to sell it. You don't need to sell it. We don't have to buy it. You know, that's the thing. And
Right.
But, I mean, we're here.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, you, when I say you do what you have to do, I don't know what y'all guys, what your next step is. You know, if y'all need to come in and see it, y'all have nothing with that. Whatever you got to do. But the thing is, that's where I am. But I could help you with a question. If I was offered anything less than $375,000, it wouldn't even be a go, to be honest. And I do know that for a fact, because I know if I put it on the market, I would get at least the $375,000, at least that. For most things that's happening now in real estate, and I talked to my niece and friends, our real estate agent, but my niece is sharing now that most of the time with her sales, people are getting more than the asking price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in purchasing, you know, properties. So I say all that to say, it almost like Jeopardy. $375,000 would be my final answer as to how low I would go. I would not go under the $375,000 because I think I would be robbing myself, because I could put this property on the market next week and in Creekwood, none of these houses, is not under contract within 30 days. Everything around here is sold within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Literally sold within 2 weeks. So, you know, and Creekwood is a nice area. A lot of people like you because of it's a well-established area, you know. So I'm just trying to, you know, throw out things, you know, and I've done my homework, you know. So when you asked the question earlier, and maybe this would even make it more clear, when you say why did not put it on open market or whatever the term may be, just because we just didn't do it or haven't done it because we just, my wife and I, we is really haven't like been entertaining this thing or saying this is what we want to do. We only want to even get to this point if we had someone serious about buying our house, if that made sense. Well, we didn't just want to just put it out, you know, like we need to get a buyer in a couple of weeks or something because we got to get this other place over there. It's not there. We are just open to entertain offers. But I know we wouldn't sell it under $375,000.
Okay.
Right. So, you got my info, even. Just whatever y'all next step is, let me know where y'all might be interested in seeing it, not seeing it. squash it, don't matter. And I'm good. And I thank you for, hearing me.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the goal is to, the other people that talk with you, they're trying to make a dollar off of, a shiny object, right?
Right.
And you know what you have, I'm sure you've received some offers one way or the other, but, we're not opposed to helping you get what you want or more. It really just depends on that house and the condition and kind of what we
right.
see and what we think,
Right. And you're in business. You got to make money, You can't give me what you would call the top dollar if you can't get your money out of that. I understand all of that. But I've had a couple of companies, I call it with just ridiculous offers. It was like, what? But we are just fine. That's the honest truth. We are just fine. Whatever. If we get an offer that makes sense, we would move forward with it.
Okay. Well, I mean, if I could bring you that, what's stopping you?
Nothing would be stopping me. That's my point. I just don't want all the talking. When I say talking, I would want to know what the offer would be. That's where we are. And nothing would stop. I answered that when I...
Yeah, absolutely. So, here's the thing. For me to do anything with this, we'd have to take it to the open market, That's the reality of it. You said
uh-huh.
nothing's stopping you. Let's let the market tell us what it does.
Oh, I thought y'all guys bought property. So y'all just step in as a real estate agent? That's what you do?
We buy and we list as well. Here's the thing.
Okay.
When I talk to you, it's no value of us to just say, hey, we'll give you $100,000 for your house. You feel insulted and then you hang up. We're not trying to turn a dollar into, $10,000.
Okay. Well, then you know what? Then I misunderstood this from the beginning. I misunderstood this. I get calls from people who say we buy houses or whatever, right? And they'll ask me about the house. Basically, some of the same questions that you ask. But if you got to list our house, I'm not here. I don't even know how to word. There's no more than this. Why would I just go with you all to list my house when I told you I got relatives and other people that are real estate agents and work for big firms? Why? At least I know them. I don't even know y'all. So why would I just list my house with you all?
Well, that's a good question,
Right. Okay.
And
well,
that's respectable question and, completely justified. But the thing is, we didn't initially reach out to you, one way or another, we got connected and.
Yeah. Somebody called me this morning. Like I said, I get all these crazy calls about, do you want to sell your house? And really when you called me, I was thinking it was from that call. So anyway, let's not go back through that. We've talked to each other about 15 or 20 minutes, but you see, this is not going nowhere because I'm not going to just put my house out there listing my house. When I do, if I'm going to go that route, whenever I go that route, I would just do what other people do. I would hire a firm, hire a real estate company to do it. I misunderstood the call in the beginning. Put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, then.
Well,
you have a great day.
Yep. Absolutely. You too. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye-bye.